Today we're going to speak a very important concept from the famous Sikh of Shoiftim Tovshin Nun Aleph, where at that point it was in the heat of the Miftzu Mashiach campaign, and the Rebbe said on page 792, which is an Ois Yud Aleph, the Rebbe says, what's the practical lesson from the Farbrengen? Says Haman Deira, we have the lesson. We have to emphasize to all the people of generation that we were Zeicha that the Eibishter chose and appointed someone that by himself has free choice, and by himself he's Bein Areich to the Dor, and he should be the Sheftayich and Yeretzayich and the Navi Ador, which should show lessons and directives and give Eitzes in the Avoid of all the Yid and all the people of the generation, and all the Yonim of Torah and Mitzvahs, and also day to day life. And the Mechol Derechach Adeyu, Mishem Shemaim, until the Nevuah Ikris, the Nevuah, that La'alti L'gula and take it from Yad Mamish, Hini Zeh Mashiach Ba. What was Zeb is telling us about the Nevuah, that Mashiach is ready to come. In Aris 1:16, the Rebbe adds a very interesting line. Loirak Betor Chacham V'Shoifet, I'm not saying it as a Chacham and a Shoifet, Ella b'tur Navi, only as a Navi, Shazel b'vados, which that means it has to happen. And the Rebbe says to look in my Maimorim Akhtarim of the Alter Rebbe, Amudim Shinun Gimel and Shinun Dalet, to explain what the difference if you're saying it as a Chacham or you're saying it as a Navi. There must have been a little bit of a typing mistake, because in my Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe, it's page Shinun Hei and Shinun Vav of Maimorim Akhtarim. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Bava Basra Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Chacham Adiv Mi Navi. That a Chacham is better than a Navi. And the Gemara is Mayrach over there in different Nikudas. We learned it last year. So in this Maimer, the Alter Rebbe is explaining an interesting thing. There's a Zohar, a very famous Zohar. What makes it famous? What makes anything famous? If people should know about it, it's famous. The Zohar is in Zohar Chelek Aleph, page Kuflam et Tesam et Beis. And it's explaining the word Bishnas HaYoivel HaZois, in the Yoivel, Tashuvu Isha L'Chuzasai, everyone should go back to their place. It says the dinim of Yovel, that in the years of Yovel, all the properties go back to its place, and all the people which are slaves go back to their place. That's the din of Yovel. So the Zohar says that this pasuk is a remez on the time when Mashiach is going to come. Bishnas haYovel hazois, in the year of hazois, toshuvu isha lachuzasai, everyone's going to go back to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. So the Zohar, which was written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was from the Tanoim, he made a ketz, and he said Mashiach's going to come in the year Hazois. What is the year Hazois? If you make the gematria of the word Hazois, it's Hei Tov Ches. Hei Tov Ches is the year Hazois. So the Zohar says, in the year Hazois, Tashuvu Isha L'Chuzasai, everyone's going to go back to their place. Mashiach will come. So Yidden, for many years, were waiting for the famous year of Hei Tov Ches. Unfortunately, Hei Tov Ches came, and many Yidden were very upset that it actually came. Because in the year Hei Tov Ches was the famous Gzeiras of Tach V'Tat, which we know that that's why we say Avir Rachamim, because of the Gzeiras of Tach V'Tat, which was mainly done, and even on Shabbos Mevorchim, where we don't say Avir Rachamim, Chodesh Sivan, we do say Avir Rachamim because of the Gzeiras that happened then. In other words, it was a very bad decree. The Cossacks came, and they destroyed about 80% of you're a Polish and you're a European Yidden. They probably went and killed Yidden, left and right. thousands and thousands of Yidden. So here we have the Zohar telling us the Mashiach's coming in the year Heitav Ches, and here we have Poyel Mamesh, total destruction happening in the year Heitav Ches. So the Alter Rebbe is trying to explain what happened here. And listen to his words. Pirush, that the Chacham, he can see things, even the future. But when things turn over, when it comes down here, there can be things which are going to come down and not the way Meniz V'Kuvim, and it can be turned over. Where he saw it, he saw something big. It was Emes. But when it came down here, it got totally turned over. And that's why he says, V'yuvan b'zayin ma'shekosuv b'zayar. It's understood now what it says in the Zohar, the Roy Li Yisakeitz b'shnas tafches. U'bevadei ro'a emes. For sure, he saw something true. In other words, there was a case of Mashiach then. Aval ha'inyinu kenal, sh'ra'a b'chinas Mashiach b'choch mi'ilah. He saw Mashiach in this higher level. V'ad sh'yiyah Mashiach b'kan. Until it landed down here. Nishtana mipnei kama menias shenishavu. Things came, and unfortunately it didn't happen down here the way it was seen up there. However, this is very important. Avo, im hayadover balapiv shel Navi. If it would have came, if a Navi would have said it, bevada yikuyim beli shum shinoi. For sure it's going to happen without any change. Without any change. Ki b'chinas alikushem is gala lamad b'chinas dibush huzeh o'olam huchai zeh o'olam v'kiyumay. In other words, what the Alter Rebbe is telling us is that once something comes down in the level of nevuah, it means it's not in o'olam yisrael yoinim anymore. It's down here. So therefore, if something is said in a way of nevuah, you can't say something might happen which is going to change it. Where is it going to happen? It's already here. Chacham, or a Zohar, is speaking in Atzila somewhere. So by the time it comes down, Atzila's B'ri Yitzir Asiya, along the way, there's some Menias V'Kuvim. We lost it. It comes down in a very bad way even. Like the Gzeir Tavches. However, the Inyan of Nevuah has to happen literally in its literal sense. So when the Rebbe tells us that Mashiach is coming, and he stresses that he's saying it as a Navi, not as a Chacham, not as a Shoifet. In other words, he's saying, I already see it in this world. It's already here. And nothing can stop it at this point. It's something which is in the world. And like the Rebbe used the famous expression, we have to ufefen in the egin, we have to open up our eyes to see everything else that's going on, and we'll have to see the Mashiach that's in the world. And that's our job, to learn in Yanagul Mashiach, to kachsach in Yanagul Mashiach, because these are the tools, the lenses, by which we can see Mashiach in a real way.